I'm once again behind the tables among the publishers, and I'm speaking to Roger Willem from Roma. Why is it called Roma?
It's because of my name, Roger, and my first two companions were Mark Mandels and Mark Nachtsam. And the first book we made was for the Prix de Rome. And we didn't really think of what was coming, but we thought it's nice to call it Roma number one. And maybe a second issue will follow. So now it's almost 300 issues later, and we're still stuck with that name.
It is unusual the way you number your books. Do you feel that they're part of some kind of progression? Or?
Yeah, it's essential for me because I also made things before Roma number one, but somehow I really stick to the numbers because they keep things together in a structure, and I also like to archive my books and my digital files and my website, everything in this number system. But also because I see it as a big project that I also like to bring together sometimes in exhibitions. And the numbering helps with that.
How did it all begin then?
With a friend that I met on art school. He was making drawings and we made some zines together. He was working with another artist and he had a kind of magazine and I was involved with that. And then immediately after graduation of the art school, he was invited to do this exhibition. It was part of a Prix de Rome. It's a prize in Holland. And then he got nominated. And he came to me to make the publication. It was part of the show. It was not a catalogue. It was part of his project. For me, it was always a side project, also for the artists I work with. It's a side project to work with friends and make some publications that you distribute yourself. But gradually took over my practice. So since a couple of years, I almost full-time work on it.
Are you in a tradition of design?
Yeah, I think so. I entered graphic design and I was really looking around to see some heroes and then you find your way. And in Holland, it was a good foundation for that. And then I met, when I graduated, not as a student, but later I met Karel Martens. I became his assistant for some years. And he really treated printed matter the way I find very interesting. I can give an example maybe, because I was in the library checking books and I was attracted to catalogs from musea like Stedelijk Museum. I was struck by simplicity and the kind of how they were kind of timeless, because you open the exhibition catalog from 56 and you have a very simple layout of images of painting, mostly black and white. I always thought, well, that's the greatest thing for me as a designer, to work for a museum with a really great program and to make a series of books for it. But then when I was far enough to have my own practice, it was a really different reality, and I felt that I couldn't. Yeah, it was like the times were so different, and books became so different also, like more diverse and more part of the communication and the public relation strategy. So then I thought, well, then I have to do it myself, and I wanted to have this simplicity and directness that I found in artist books, but also in early catalogs designed by Willem Sandberg, who was also director, publisher and designer. So it was like keeping everything really close. He was close to the artist and there was no bureaucracy around it who was molding it. And that's something that inspired me a lot. And some people could do that, like Sandberg, but most books that I liked were made by artists themselves.
In a way, your books seem like they would be the natural home for a sort of 1960s, 70s period conceptual art.
Yeah, sometimes. But I think a book has a long history and it didn't change so much, and not even for hundreds of years. Because I think a text printed in a book can also be an artist's book. I mean, it's just so direct, bringing thoughts in an object, and then you can hold it or you can save it.
What happens if an artist came to you who you respected but nevertheless their work was in extremely bad taste and was grotesque and lurid and all of the things that you would never say of your the style mm-hmm. of your books.
Yeah, well, probably it wouldn't work, but I never exclude things. It's a very organic process. For me, it's I don't have so much capacity because I do everything myself, so I can make 20, maximum 30 books a year, small things included. So I cannot say yes to anything, so I have to be selective. Then most of the time I give priority to friends or previous collaborations, so somehow it's coherent by limitations, also by practical limitations. I like very much that I can follow and don't have to think about that so much. Yeah.
What part of the process do you like the most?
Yeah, it's every book is so different, but sometimes the conception is very nice, like to really think of a project. And for example, you are with an artist together in the back of a taxi and you have enthusiastic moment like, yes, we're going to do this. But that can also be disappointing because it can take a long time before you realize it. But I also, what I really like is if when there's a good communication and a good direction, that I concentrate on it myself, that I kind of tune it, and then that I need time to prepare something and then show it to the artist. So there's always a moment that I take it really close to myself, and maybe that's for me the nicest moment but also difficult, because sometimes you don't get it or you're not convinced, and then it's a struggle. But I'm used to always find a way out.
What bit do you like the least?
The financial aspect, mostly.
You have to deal with all the invoicing and distributors and...
Well, also, I have no funding, not structured, so I always depend on... Yeah, always to figure out a new situation. And what I like to make things without spending time on bureaucracy and hierarchy somehow. So I want to keep it simple and make a deal between, like, in good confidence. But then at the end it's also about money, so there's always a tension. Like, for example, if I put money in it and I lose money because it doesn't sell, then no one cares about it. It feels that I'm a bit alone. But as soon as something sells, then even your best friends, that's not meant negative, but then there's kind of expectation that you share it. And it's also their product. So, and maybe I'm not enough a businessman because I always want to honor that, you know. Like, and then I sometimes feel a bit in a strange position. Sometimes you feel like it's going really smooth and nice, and then at the moment you have to put things in a balance or with money, then I feel suddenly insecure and like, shit, what a stupid business, you know. Like, there's almost no margin or profit. Low prices. People find it expensive if you ask £30 for a book.
Do you enjoy meeting the public?
Yeah. The fairs are very nice. Not too often, but 5-6 a year.
Who reads your books?
There's a very different distribution for photography books, for example, than for some design books or from a painter. But yeah, first of all, I make it for the artist and myself and friends, and then it's great to see that it comes to unexpected places. I think it's part of how Roma is organized that I cannot care too much about it. I have the audience in my mind and I make it for an audience, but not to please them to buy it. It's something should be more close to the artist than to an audience somehow.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
now the band
welcome.
Has started, that's probably a good place to stop.
Yeah.